RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we'll bring you first our news, followed by news from across the country, today in history, highlight of the week, and news in brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany. To conclude our program for today, we'll present you to you our daily segment, Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Embassy in Cairo issues circular for Indonesian citizens in Egypt following the detainment of Indonesian students by Egyptian security authority. The Indonesian participating in the Saudi Arabian amnesty program arrived in Indonesia. Now, the news in detail. Indonesian Embassy in Cairo again calls on Indonesian people in Egypt to keep alert following current domestic condition in the country, which is in the state of emergency and detainment of three Indonesian students by the local security authority. This was revealed by Head of Protocol and Consular Function of Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Windratmo Suwarno, to Radio Republik Indonesia in Cairo on Saturday, June 10, 2017. Windratmo said the three students who are detained are Rifai Mujahidin Al-Haq from Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, Adi Kurniawan from Bandung, West Java, and Ahmad Afandi from Lampung. They were detained by Samanut Police on Sunday, June 4, 2017. They have shown their passport, staying and studying permit. Windratmo said the Indonesian embassy has conducted efforts to release the three students.
KBRI telah berusaha untuk datang ke Samanut kantor polisi.
The Indonesian embassy has come to Samanut police station and checked the condition of the three students. And we have met the head of the police station. They said the case has been taken over by the national security. And the national security has given clarification to Al-Azhar whether they are still studying there or not. And this can become a basis for national security to release them or return them to Indonesia. In its circular issued on June 8, 2017, the Indonesian embassy calls on Indonesian citizens in Egypt to consider several points, among others, passport expiry date, staying permit, and to immediately extend the permit in accordance with the prevailing procedure. They are also called on not to go out at night unless for urgent needs, and they must bring their passport whenever they go. In addition, they must inform and leave message to their friends the address and destination and avoid visiting historical religious places, particularly outside Cairo. On the sidelines of a working visit with the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Insinyur Joko Widodo, in Tasikmalaya and Ciamis Regency, West Java, Indonesian Health Minister Nila F. Muluk took a moment to visit Ciamis Regional Health Center at Jalan Tentara Pelajar No. 26, Ciamis, West Java, on Friday. During the visit, the minister held a dialogue and discussed with all health officers and 37 heads of local community center in Ciamis about the performance, achievement, and strategy in the future to improve public health in Ciamis. In his report, the head of health office of Chiamis Regency, Dr. Haji Engkan Iskandar, told about the achievement of his office in which it's able to reduce maternal and infant mortality rate. Commenting on this, Health Minister Nila Muluk appreciated the achievement that have been achieved by Chiamis Regency. According to Minister of Health, among Regency in West Java, Chiamis is considered good, although the Regency has only one hospital and 37 health centers. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry facilitates the repatriation of 80 Indonesians participating in the amnesty program of Saudi Arabian government. According to the ministry, the 18 Indonesians arrived in Soekarno-Hatta Airport on Saturday. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi on Friday said that the arrival of the 80 Indonesians were a result of a long process as well as part of the amnesty program. Minister Retno said that there were no significant obstacles in the process of their repatriation.
Jadi ini kan bagian dari program pemutihan yang diberikan oleh pemerintah.
This is part of the amnesty program given by the Saudi Arabian government. We have prepared it from the beginning, especially regarding the registration process as well as creating a special team for assistance. There were no obstacles during the repatriation process. Previously, the government of Saudi Arabia granted amnesty for 90 days to Indonesian citizens who have overstayed since March 29th. The Saudi Arabian government requests all overstay Indonesian citizens to report themselves and manage to return to their company on their own expenses. Vice Minister of Foreign Affairs, A.M. Fakhir, has earlier expressed the government of Indonesia's appreciation related to this matter. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry will remain monitor the case of an Indonesian woman allegedly raped by Nigerian citizen in Cambodia. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi said on Friday in Jakarta that the Indonesian government, through its embassy in Phnom Penh, Cambodia, will follow the proceedings and provide legal assistance to the Indonesian citizen victim. Minister Retno added that the investigation process is now underway in Cambodia and the Indonesian government through the embassy will continue to follow the ongoing process.
Kejadian itu dari laporan yang kita peroleh, pertamanya adalah ada laporan dari teman korban pada kita.
The report came from her friend who reported it to us. Then we follow up the report and we contact our embassy. The embassy has met with the victim and we took care of everything. The victim has arrived in Indonesia. However, the investigation process has been conducted there in Cambodia. So the process will be held there and will be fully handled by our embassy in Phnom Penh. So we do our protection function as well as the legal assistance on the victim. The trial will be attended and monitored by the Indonesian embassy. Earlier, the Daily Times has reported that one of Indonesian tourists has been sexually abused allegedly committed by a Nigerian citizen. The perpetrator, who has been arrested by the local police, will undergo the investigation process. This news comes from RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. The Indonesian Council of Ulema has issued a legal deed or fatwa on social media activity guidelines. This fatwa is issued to prevent the adverse effects of hoax or fake news, incitement and information filtering towards social media and websites. In addition, the council has also called on netizens or social media users to provide positive content that will not harm the unity. Therefore, Secretary General of Indonesian Council of Ulema, Asrorun Niam Soleh, to the press at the social media fatwa discussion at National Gallery in Jakarta on Friday said that Indonesian Council of Ulema will socialize this deed or fatwa intensively to the regions across Indonesia in order to prevent every negative content that have negative impact among the society and could harm Indonesia's unity. According to him, the deed of fatwa is not only about the Islamic value, but also to prevent negative effects towards the community and the nation.
Fatwa ini disusun, dibahas, dan ditetapkan sebagai salah satu.
We discuss, compile, and enact the fatwa or deed as one of the religious social responsibility to settle any issues in the society. One of the issues is the rampant social media use to spread hoax, hate speech, and many more. Regarding to the implementation, we will socialize it to the society. The fatwa could become a material for Islamic religious lectors. It could be also a tool to settle any hate speech issue in this country, not only in law perspective, but also religious perspective. The Secretary General of Indonesian Council of Ulema, Asrorun Niam Soleh, revealed that the deed on social media is part of the mental revolution policy launched by Indonesian President Joko Widodo. Thus, all Indonesians are expected to be smarter in confirming the validity of any news and not to spread any hoax news easily. According to him, the fatwa issued by Indonesian Council of Ulema will be able to spread fake information in social media. The councils appeal to use social media wisely to prevent and fight against any negative contents in social media is not only government's task but also requires involvement from all elements of society in Indonesia. State railway operator would increase the capacity of mining commodity transportation to 80 million tons per year. The company's president director Eddie Sukmoro said that the move was intended to keep up with the demand from a number of mining companies. He said on Friday, June 9th, that the plan to increase the capacity of coal transport is a little bit aggressive. The state railway operator has signed a contract with PT Bukit Asam to transport 130.1 million tons of coal for the period 2017 to 2021. The contract is derived from long-term transport contract for 2009 to 2029 between the two companies. For the new contract with the period of 2017 to 2021, the highest transportation volume per year becomes 30 million tons per year starting in 2020. This year, the operator will transport 21.7 million tons of coal from Tanjung any mining site in South Sumatra to Tarahan Harbour in Bandar Lampung and Kertapati Pier in Palembang. He added that in the future, from Tanjung Enim to Tarahan, around 50 million tons will be transported, while to Kertapati, it will be 30 to 35 million tons. The last item. Japanese Ambassador to Indonesia Masafumi Ishii said that Indonesia and Japan flagship deep seaport project in Patimban, West Java, was in its final stage of preparation for the start of construction. The ambassador said on the Friday at the Industry Ministry that Japan can at least partially open the port in the first quarter 2019. So everything is proceeding. Before the end of March, at least part of it should be opened. Earlier report said construction of the port, a strategic project expected to help ease logistics in the country, would likely start by the end of 2017. The port is designed to have a container capacity of 1.5 million 20-foot equivalent units once it is partially completed in 2019 and 7.5 million food equivalent units by 2027, about half the capacity of the country's busiest port, Jakarta's Tanjung Priok. The port will be located in Subang, about 70 kilometers from the Karawang Industrial Estate in Bekasi, West Java, where many Japanese industrial firms, particularly automotive manufacturers, operate. Well, listener, that was the news of Radar Rewa Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey, Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi, Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang.
Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Today in History. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, it's nice to meet you again. I'm here, Mana Rahmana, in our regular Today in History over a rival service, Voice of Indonesia. Well, we start an event on June 11, 1913, when Charles Fabry discovered the ozone layer. Maurice Paul Auguste Charles Fabry was a French physicist. He and Henri Puissant discovered the ozone layer in 1913. The ozone layer, or ozone seal, is a region of the Earth's stratosphere that absorbs most of the sun's ultraviolet radiation. It contains high concentration of ozone, O3, in relation to other parts of the atmosphere, although it is still small in relation to other gases in the stratosphere. The ozone layer contains less than 10 parts per million of ozone, while the average ozone concentration in Earth's atmosphere as a whole is about 0.3 parts per million. The ozone layer is mainly found in the lower portion of the stratosphere, from approximately 20 to 30 kilometers or around 12 to 19 miles above Earth, although the thickness varies seasonally and geographically. The next event was in 1950, when the Republic of United States of Indonesia became the 16th member of International Labour Organization, ILO. The Republic of United States of Indonesia, or in Indonesia we call Republik Indonesia Serikat, RIS, abbreviated as RUSI, was a federal state to which the Netherlands formally transferred sovereignty of the Dutch East Indies. On December 27, 1949, following the Dutch-Indonesian Roundtable Conference, this transfer ended the four-year conflict between Indonesian nationalists and the Netherlands that was fought over for control of Indonesia. It lasted less than a year before being replaced by Unitary Republic of Indonesia. And the last event was in 2004, when Pakubuwono XII passed away. Sri Suswanand Pakubuwono XII passed away on 11 of June 2004. The King of Kasunanan Surakarta Palace was crowned to be King of the 12th of the July 1945, with the title Sampeyan Dalen Ingkang Sinuhun Pakubuwono Senopati Int Ngalago Abdurrahman Syaidinan Panatagama XII.
he was the longest ruling of all monarchs in Japanese history. Islamic Mataram Kingdom was established in the 15th century after the fading away of the Islamic Kingdom of Pakubuwono XII was king in the Kingdom of Mataram Dynasty successor, which was split into two, namely the Kraton Surakarta and Yogyakarta Sultanate after the Yanti Treaty in 1755. Listener, that was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Spotlight of the Week, which today is on Pesantren to Spread Peace.
The Week Spotlight presents Top Issue of the Week.
Pesantren, or Islamic boarding school as the center of Islamic learning in Indonesia, is required to produce scholars who have both deep and credible religious insight as well as nationality. It is important for Pesantren to spread Islamic values that are peaceful and appreciative of diversity. Director General of Islamic Education, Ministry of Religious Affairs, Komarudin Amin, when receiving 30 young Kiai or Islamic scholars representatives of Pesantren in Java and Madura in Jakarta Thursday, June 8, said that Pesantren is very helpful to the government in educating the nation and disseminating the value of moderate Islam. He said that religion should be within the context of a pluralistic Indonesian nation. The ability to manage this diversity made the nation's founders able to establish Indonesia. Komarudin revealed in Indonesia there are 30,000 pesantrens. If, let's say, 1% of them spread the ideology and propaganda of violence, its negative impact is felt by the life of the nation and state. Therefore, Pesantren should be able to give a positive understanding to the community. The event is part of a Pesantren program for peace pioneered by the Center for Studies of Religion and Culture, or CSRC, of Sharif Hidayatullah Islamic University and Konrad Adenauer Stiftung. They worked with 750 Pesantrens from Java and Madura, involving 1,000 ustads or Islamic teachers and sundry or Islamic boarding school students. Director of CSRC Sharif Hidayatullah State Islamic University Irwan Abu Bakar said that the program has been held since 2015. Sharif Hidayatullah State Islamic University, in cooperation with Pesantren partners, hold the deepening of material related to Islam and human rights. Members of the Pesantren who had attended the workshop then spread the peaceful message to other Pesantren and residents around. He said after attending a two-day workshop in Jakarta, 30 young Kais were greeted by People's Consultative Assembly Chairman Zulkifli Hasan. Meanwhile, in front of 30 young Kiais, Zulkifli Hasan stressed that the importance of continuous friendship among various religious and social groups in the country. Zulkifli explained with the ongoing friendship with Pancasila and religious value can work together. Do not let every group interpret Pancasila individually because it can be misused to achieve the group's goals only. In front of Zulkifli Hasan, the young Kiais read out a declaration of an alliance of Javanese Pesantren for the strengthening of moderate Islam. The declaration contains, among others, Pesantren is steadfast and ready to defend Pancasila, the 1945 Constitution, the unitary state of the Republic of Indonesia, and uphold the values of Bhinneka Tunggal Ika. It recognizes the importance of cultivating mutual respect for different beliefs and views in social, political, and religious life. Also, the importance of building a continuous understanding and agreement between the people and the nation on the urgency of Pancasila. That was Spotlight of the Week.
Here's news in brief. Indonesian Embassy in Cairo again calls on Indonesian people in Egypt to keep alert following current domestic condition in the country, which is in the state of emergency and detainment of three Indonesian students by the local security authority. On the sidelines of a working visit with the President of the Republic of Indonesia, Insinyur Joko Widodo in Tasikmalaya and Ciamis Regency, West Java, Indonesian Health Minister Nila F. Muluk took a moment to visit Ciamis Regional Health Center at Jalan Tentara Pelajar No. 26, Ciamis, West Java on Friday. The Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry facilitates the repatriation of 80 Indonesians participating in the amnesty program of Saudi Arabian government. Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry will remain monitor the case of an Indonesian woman allegedly raped by Nigerian citizen in Cambodia. The Indonesian Council of Ulema has issued a legal deed or fatwa on social media activity guidelines. State railway operator will increase the capacity of mining commodity transportation to 80 million tons per year. Japanese ambassador to Indonesia, Masafumi Ishii, said the Indonesia and Japan flagship deep seaport project in Patimban, West Java, was in its final stage of preparation for the start of construction. Well, that was news in brief of Radio Rewa Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semar, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequencies of 9525 kHz, 11785 kHz, and 15150 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Here's our next program, Indonesian Wonder and Miscellany.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is our Radio Service Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, a regular segment featuring Indonesian tourism like places of interest, art and culture, also culinary. Today, I will discuss Nyorok tradition from the province of Jakarta Capital Special Region. So stay tuned in to Radio Service Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voi.co.id.
A number of regions in Indonesia have unique traditions in welcoming the holy month of Ramadan, one of which is the Nyorok tradition of Betawi or Jakarta. Nyorok means sending food parcels to the elders. This tradition is still observed until now, although the contents of the package have changed with the times. In addition to welcoming Ramadan, Nyorok is also conducted at the time before and after a wedding. Betawi people's goal in keeping the Nyorok tradition is to always establish silaturahmi and strengthen the brotherhood. In Nyorok tradition is people usually bring a typical Betawi culinary called gabus pucung. The ingredient is mainly red cork fish cooked using various spices such as bacan, red chili, ginger, and turmeric. Today, however, most people would bring raw food in Nyorok such as buffalo meat, milkfish, kawi, milk, sugar, syrup, and so forth. As mentioned earlier, this tradition of Nyorok is usually performed by a young generation to the elders, accompanied by greeting requesting blessings so they will smoothly conduct their fasting in the month of Ramadan. Nyorok is believed by Betawi people as a sign to remind each other that the holy month of Ramadan is coming. This tradition can also strengthen the relationship among neighbors and family. Usually, people will be eating together in the family home of the elders. But now, Nyorok tradition is almost gone because most Betawi people have been increasingly marginalized to support areas such as Tangerang, Bogor, Depok, and Bekasi. Along with the spread of Betawi society to the support area of Jakarta, then the practice of Nyorok tradition also followed to the edge of the capital. The existence of the Nyorok tradition actually brings its own meaning to society in general because in fact this is a way of silaturahim and the process of tightening the brotherhood of Muslims, especially those who are tied in kinship, then marked by the gift of food that is expected to create happiness for the recipient. That's the end of today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introducing Nyorok tradition from Jakarta. I'll meet you again tomorrow with the same program. Goodbye.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener, welcome to the Miscellany with me, Alika. Today's topic is Indonesia launched the first halal houseware. Stay tuned. For the Muslim community, the concept of halal is a lifestyle that is not just limited for food but also includes other living facilities. The development of people's lifestyles has encouraged a number of manufacturers to innovate and develop products with halal certificate issued by the Indonesian Ulama Council. A producer in Indonesia has recently launched houseware products. Medina is the first houseware or household appliance which get the halal certificate Association from the Indonesian Ulama Council. Brand manager of Medina, Irma Utari, said, as a Muslim-majority country, the concept of halal has become a way of life in Indonesia today. Public awareness of Muslim halal products is increasing. Therefore, to give comfort to its people, Medina makes halal housewares. The concept of halal in houseware products means that all aspects of manufacturing the products are based on halal standards set and is in supervision of competence agency like MUI. Halal standards are applied starting from the selection of raw materials, production processes to its distribution system. It reminded that even in the production process, they use plastic material that is halal with no alcohol substance. Meanwhile, General Manager of Media Marketing Communication Dewi Hendrati said that based on the data of the Central Statistics Agency, household consumption remains a driver of economic growth by 55.92%. According to data from the Euromonitor, plastic household products market is constantly increasing in Indonesia until 2018. With the concept of the first housewares halal products in Indonesia, Medina targets to reach a 15% share in the next 5 years. Medina will remain consistent in maintaining halal products officially certified halal by the Majelis Ulama Indonesia with A grade. Dewi added, in addition to halal, Medina also put products quality in the early stages. Medina launched 19 types of glassware and dinner sets as its superior products. Medina products are also covered by a lifetime warranty and quality that are safe for consumers. Listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic Indonesia launches the first halal houseware. We will meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. Goodbye.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Hey Michelle, what are you reading?
Oh, hi Steve. I'm reading an Indonesian travel brochure. And guess what?
What?
It's really fun and challenging, you know?
Really?
Yeah, all scenery looks so beautiful. Now I can decide where to visit.
Well, how about Joglo Semarang? It is short term for Yogyakarta, Solo, and Semarang.
Oh.
And it is one of the 10 main tourism destinations in Indonesia.
Okay, I'll try to Joglo Semarang. Make your dream of having a holiday in Joglo Semarang, Indonesia come true by joining VOI International Quiz 2017. Answer the following question. 1. Please mention some VOI programs and which one is your favorite. 2. When do you listen to VOI and in what language? 3. How do you listen to VOI? 4. What is your suggestions for VOI? 5. Tell us briefly, what do you know about Indonesia?
Send the answers along with your personal data, passport number, and passport expiry date to VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id. VOI International Quiz at voi.co.id before August the 1st, 2017. See you in Indonesia.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Riaz Ahmad in Pakistan. He sent his email through our Facebook fan page. In his email, Mr. Riaz Ahmad told that he was listening to Voice of Indonesia's network program with Pro 2 RRI Bukit Tinggi on 13 February 2017 at 16 to 17 UTC. He felt so pleasure to listen to very comprehensive segment featuring Pagaruyung Palace, a great traditional heritage of Pagaruyung Kingdom. Hello Mr. Riaz Ahmad, thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Your reception report is very detailed. As we know, Pagaruyung was the seat of the Minangkabau kings of western Sumatra, so little is known about it. Aditya Warman is believed to have founded the kingdom and presided over the central Sumatra region between 1347 and 1375. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we still have exotic program with RRI Kupang and Denpasar on Tuesday, RRI Ternaten Bandung on Wednesday, RRI Samarinda on Thursday, and on Friday with RRI Banjarmasin. Please send your opinion about those programs. Well, Mr. Riaz Ahmad, we are looking forward to receiving your next email and also your reception report on our broadcast. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Jika saja aku tahu ada yang tak sepenuh hati, caramu mencintai aku membuat diriku bertanya. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. Ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Percaya padamu, tak pernah sekejap aku ini mengingkari ketulusanmu. Bisa saja ada yang tersembunyi, firasatku mengatakan itu. ingin aku bertanya padamu tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Saja ada yang tersembunyi tentang sesuatu di dalam dirimu. Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Masihkah ada rahasia yang tersimpan jauh di dalam hatimu yang tak dapat ku mengerti? Maukah engkau bicara jujur padaku hingga bisa aku tahu yang tersimpan di hatimu? Diri dari 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 diri dari 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 dari.
Listener, now we will replay an email from Giovanni Lorenzi in Italy. He listened to our broadcast in Spanish through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 26, 2017 from 17 to 18 UTC. In his email, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi said that he is very happy to receive our information via email. Hello, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi. Thank you for your email on our broadcast dated 27 January 2017. Thank you for your appreciation. We always try to reply listeners' email or letter as soon as we can. We do the best for our listeners' satisfaction. Well, Mr. Giovanni Lorenzi, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Enjoy the song.
Jabat tanganku mungkin untuk yang terakhir kali. Kita berbincang tentang memori di masa itu. Peluk tubuhku, usapkan juga air mataku. Kita terharu seakan tiada bertemu lagi. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari nanti. Sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita banggakan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik
untuk masa lupa.
Bersenang-senanglah karena hari ini yang kan kita rindukan di hari tua. Oh, sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu menjadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Sampai jumpa kawanku. Semoga kita selalu jadi sebuah kisah klasik untuk masa depan. Da 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 da. Mungkin diriku masih ingin bersama kalian. Mungkin jiwaku masih haus sanjungan kalian.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay a comment from Dieter Leupold in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program through frequency of 9525 kHz on January 22, 2017 at 18:17 UTC. And the SINPO was 24323. In his email, Mr. Dieter Leupold told, unfortunately, the short wave reception was very weak and smoky. He hopes it would be better in spring. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leupold. Thank you for your email dated 26 January 2017. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully, spring season is coming soon in your country, so you can hear our radio much better. Well, Mr. Dieter Leupold, keep listening to our broadcast and please send your reception report on our broadcast. Thank you. For you, listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song.
I don't need to stay when you're away. I don't need to stay when you walked away. I don't need to move when you're in my way. I don't need to see what we heard today. I don't want to stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I'm sad and it's over. I don't need to be your everything. I don't need to be your sweetest thing. Baby, we were lost when it threw my head. I just don't wanna understand. I don't wanna stay out late just to hold you. I don't wanna do what we used to do. Oh, I don't care. I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. Sad, and it's over, but I don't care.
I'm free when it's done for you and me. And I know you know that I don't want this for you and me. Oh, and I don't even know why we're trying. I don't even care just to ask. 'Cause baby, don't you know that we're dying? I am sad.
Well, listener, actually we have received many emails, but unfortunately we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. Or you can send your email to voi.english@gmail.com, voi.english@gmail.com, or to english@voi.co.id, english@voi.co.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia, or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Sunyi malam tanpa suara, hanya hati yang bicara. Kau di sampingku, diam membisu, meski riu dera jiwaku. Mungkinkah ada satu kesempatan merangkum rasa yang kini ada? Oh, terbang bersamaku bila kau mau.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VOI Indonesia.